The number of homicides in Charlotte now stands at 47. On Saturday, another person was shot and killed. And last week, three people were murdered on the same day. One of those victims was a beloved barber who worked at No Grease on the west side of the city. 29-year-old David Lindsay was found shot to death in the front seat of his car. Family and friends gathered to remember him yesterday. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has this story.
A block of West Trade Street transformed on Sunday. It was lined with bouncy houses for kids and live music for the adults. The smell of fried food hung in the air. The block party was planned to celebrate 20 years of business for the popular barbershop No Grease. While people celebrated outside, there was a more somber tone inside No Grease. It's hard to miss a highly decorated station in the corner of the shop. Flowers surround a mirror many Charlottians have looked into as they waited for a cut by David Lindsay. Now, a black nylon salon cape is draped over his barber chair.
David, man, he was a loving guy. You know, he was caring, very energetic, and just a happy spirit, period. You know, he would give you his last, you know, whether it's the shirt off his back or, you know, last piece of chicken he's eating. You know, he's just that type of guy.
That's DJ Meredith, the manager of the No Grease location on West Trade Street. And for the last 3 years, he worked right next to David.
We grow very close because you're beside someone for 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know. So it's, I don't think it's really hit me that he's all the way gone yet still.
David's family was from the Congo, says No Grease owner Damian Johnson. David came to Charlotte by way of Winston-Salem when he was 17 years old because he wanted to be a barber. Johnson says after David graduated from barber school, he eventually left to open his own shop, but came back to No Grease about 3 years ago.
He was known nationally as one of the, you know, prominent barbers that was can do anything that they want to do. So it was just a matter of time of him just kind of finding his space or where he wanted to go in the industry. But everybody knew that he was up next for whatever.
Last fall, when Reverend Jesse Jackson was in town, the shop got a call that he wanted to stop by for a cut. Johnson knew David was the guy for the job.
Because Dave was a very well-read person, and he understood history. He understood that moment to cut Jesse Jackson's hair. So he understood that moment. Yeah. And it's no better person to do that than Dave. Yeah.
He competed in barber competitions, including one held by comedian and actor Cedric the Entertainer. He was a fun guy, loved by many, says Johnson. His murder doesn't make any sense.
You know, his lifestyle wasn't that of violence or, you know, enemies. He just, anyone, it would be hard to dislike Dave. Whoever did it was a killer. They are killers.
No Grease participates in the Cops and Barbers program, which is designed to open up communication with law enforcement and different communities in Charlotte. Johnson says it's a great partnership, and the shop will continue to work with CMPD. But this increase in homicides is indicating a different shift in the city.
We're going to continue to work on the law enforcement and the community relationship, but now we got to deal with, you know, the within the community relationship, the people within the... So, this thing with Dave, this is not a cops and community situation. This is something that's going on in our community that we got to kind of figure out.
Do you have any idea what is going on in the community?
I mean, it's definitely some unrest. It's so layered with the distrust, the lack of opportunities, in some cases just poor education and ignorance. So you're talking about layers and layers of things that's happened with just within the community. This is before we deal with, you know, law enforcement or anything else. So we got a lot of work to do.
And the shop expects to help with that work, even if it's a little unclear right now where to start. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.